Naked Shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Welcome, everybody, to Iggy Garcia Live. This is a special edition show, 1 p.m. show. Because my friend Dawn Thompson has other things that she has to do in her day in life. So we're going to make a beautiful exception for her to do it today. So I want to welcome her to the show in a second here. We'll bring her on and let her share with us what's going on in her life during this quarantine, this isolation, the 6 feet of separation, and all above. But Like we do every show, how we start every show, we light a candle, our ancestral candle. Give thanks to the ancestors, all the people who came before us, all the people who laid the foundation. Maybe not all of it was perfect, but at least they were doing some work and they were trying to get to some place better for themselves. They created the energies, manifestations of work, hustle, life, every day in and out. And that byproduct is myself, my siblings, and you and yourself and your families of choice. And that's why we're here, because it took a lot of people to create us and build us. And as for that, we also burn a little sage, honor them, honor ourselves, clear the space. If you have some sage, Palo Santo, anything you want to use, please go ahead and feel free to use that. All right. Clearing and cleansing. That smells good. Perfect. Perfecto. All right. Let's check on the chat, see who's with us. I see we have some people online. Welcome to the show, everybody. Hope you can stick around for a little bit. My guest today is none other than Dawn of the New Era, Dawn Thompson, one of my best friends. She and I have collaborated in the past on different projects and different things. Now we find ourselves evolving in different directions and creating new energies and spaces inside this new thing we called quarantine. But I don't know, quarantine sounds so bad, but it's not bad, really. Hi, Dawn. Well, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here with me.
Thank you for asking me.
So how you been doing?
I mean, are we on week 6?
I don't know.
Have we been in here for a year? What was quarantine about?
It feels like a year, doesn't it? It feels like we've been, yeah, it's like, my gosh. It feels like I've been in this cave for a while. But hey, anyhow, but you know, I ask you because I know you've been doing some your things and I've been doing my things and everybody who's in the holistic community has been kind of doing their own little magic and sharing that with everybody. And so I don't know what kind of things you've been doing. It's hard to keep up with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's harder now than it was before because everybody's like forced to actually do something.
Yeah. And time is so different. I mean, to answer your question, being a psychic and intuitive, I knew what was coming. So I quarantined a little earlier than everyone else. And now looking back, I feel like that wasn't probably necessary because it wasn't spread at the time, but I had done a trance with one of my shamanic friends, Dr. Susan Josephine, and I had seen the virus and the spirit, and I had all these visions of illness for probably 6 months prior to this. So I was kind of, spirit was preparing me for this time. Now, what I had on a personal level was as soon as we were ordered quarantine, it was just this, the whole layers, the whole cyclical spiral of grief happened within a 2-3 week period. So, you know, I think the first layer of, you know, grief is shock and denial. And I think a lot of people are still in it because it's safe to stay in, like, this isn't really happening. We'll go back to normal, blah, blah, blah. But me seeing the big picture, I was like, okay, this is the times that you and I have been preparing for. Like you said, all of us have been preparing for this. And I'm a human being with mortal flesh. So I need to get out my cellular remembrance of All my lifetimes of famine, disease, disaster lives in my cell. So it came up to be recycled. So the first couple of weeks, I was pretty, it was very intense trauma moving through. Gratefully, it moved through quickly so that I could come back to my core, come back to my resilience, and listen to spirit and what spirit wants us to do during quarantine.
Right.
Which is really to rest and watch gardening videos and to offer and inspire hope for people, I think, you know?
Well, that's good. That's awesome. You know, it's funny. Right now, everybody talks about the Great Awakening and or the Great Root Awakening, as my friend Krista would say, because I find it really interesting. But I read a post today, and I thought it was very interesting. My friend talked about in 1987 that his awakening started then, when we started seeing 11/11 and all the different things. And I even took it a little further, and I wrote, "The Great Awakening is nothing new. The day we stood on 2 feet and walked must have been a very exciting time."
Yes! I literally got that message yesterday that we're learning to go from crawling to walking. That's great. We're so connected right now. We are all so connected. The Great Awakening.
Could you imagine people, primitive people who were our ancestors, you know, walking on all fours, and all of a sudden one of them says, "Fuck this shit. I'm going to stand up. You know, I want to see the lion before it gets me, you know?" And just goes, and looks around and goes, "Wow, this is a different perspective on things." And you know, and everybody probably went, oh. Everybody just was probably in shock. And at that moment in time, you know, it's this illumination, this thing. Look what I've done. Look what the gods have bestowed upon me. I can walk. You know, we take things for granted sometimes, just even the littlest things. I was watching the news today, and the news talked about how everything's being clean and how the animals are coming out and how the earth is recycling itself. And blah, blah, blah. But I knew as soon as the news grabbed on that article, they were going to say, "Well, we went to NASA and they said, yeah, the carbon footprint's down, blah, blah, blah. But as soon as we get back on the roads and we start driving again, it's going to start over."
Right.
But this is a good opportunity, though. This is a great opportunity to experience. I'm breathing better. Personally, I believe that I'm breathing better, you know, as a person who has a little bit of asthma. It doesn't hurt as much or whatever when I'm playing or I'm out in the yard. But this is a time to, you know, experience that. The blue sky, no sounds, no cars. What do you think about that? I know you got to be on that a little bit.
I am on that train with you. Yes. I personally believe that star beings, which by the way, there's star councils that are gathering as we speak this week. But I believe that a lot of the Hopi and the Native Americans believe that the star beings came and they infused our DNA with star DNA. And that's what, whoop, got us all walking. Yeah. We're like, we're part mammal, now we're part star. But I know that's a weird way to look at it. But I think that there was probably these different sects of people doing that. And what's happening is, you know, the Mayans predicted it, the Hopi predicted it, all these different indigenous cultures predicted that this would be a time. And I think that's happening. Mother Earth is being so gentle with it. She's like, "How about this? How about I give you a chance from the comfort of your home to, it's like we've been grounded. Like, yeah. Okay, you're going to your home, you know, not in a loving way though, so that we can see, you know, what we've done to the earth. And I feel sad because my concern is that many people will go back to the way that they were living full force. And to be honest, I've seen that, you know, there will be, and many people, I'm sure you've seen, there's going to be more stuff because we're not meant to go back to fogging up the sky and our food industry so messed up. I mean, so much has been revealed during this quarantine that, you know, I'm enjoying it, but I also see, because I see the future, I'm trying to stay in the moment, but I'm just seeing this compression, this tension, it's going from clean air, fresh, and people are going to go back and it's going to get worse. And then this is going to happen again until people get it.
Yeah, it's like an accordion almost.
Yeah.
For me dancing. Yeah. And I find it really interesting, you know, that how can, I don't think we're going to go back the exact same way that we got into this, even the most skeptical person, I think, is going to have a realization. They're going to have a realization that, you know what? I'm that person that said, wow, government don't control me. Well, are you in your house? Yeah.
You know? Are you trying to get some toilet paper?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? But I'm also that kind of guy that goes, stop buying the gas and stop paying your bills and you'll see what happens. Remember we used to say that? People used to say that all the time. Yeah, just stop. We should have a day. We don't pay our bills and pay our gas. Well, we have, what, 6 weeks of not doing that?
Yeah.
And so now we know. Now we see the pinch that it feel and that these really wealthy companies and people have are feeling now. Not by their choice, just the Mother Earth and her little children who've created, you know, whatever needs to be created. Mother Earth finds a way to find balance in things.
Yes. And
sometimes we can't explain or understand. You know, everything has a higher purpose or a purpose, period. Kind of like we do, they do. The virus has a purpose. You know, everybody's like, well, it's not really even a living thing. Maybe, granted, you're right in some way, but it has a purpose. And that purpose for us is very personal. The purpose is, if we want to live, then we need to do what we need to do together and work together. And I think that's where everybody's at. And I think that's what's really cool. I know people call people sheep and have called people this and that. But, you know, even the same ones that call people sheep are the ones, they're also in their homes too, in quarantine. Just throwing memes out and stuff. But I've been throwing things out too, you know, just to kind of get people thinking, you know. People are like, well, why? That's not the pandemic. No. Does it have to be always pandemic?
Right.
Does it always have to be? History is history, regardless. We learn from it or we don't. So it's a fine remembering. You know, all these people are protesting. So let them protest. You stay safe in your house. Let them go out and do what they're going to do. You know, for me, it's natural selection. You know, if you happen to die in the process, it's Mother Nature. That's natural selection. She will select the ones who were going to stay alive. It's a little bit of a Darwinism, a little bit. But either way, when you start to think about that stuff in the physical level, that happens.
Yeah, it's Mother Nature.
I don't see it.
It is very interesting that the virus, because I believe very strongly that the, you know, we invited in the spirit of the bat. I mean, I know there's controversy of the bat, but I know I told you that I met the spirit of the virus and it looked kind of like a Batman with red eyes. Mm-hmm. And I remember, because I didn't know about the virus when I met the spirit in trance. And I remember that it looked right at me. And I remember thinking, ooh, I should be afraid. That looks demonic. But it wasn't as scary as I didn't feel as scared about it as it looked. But it is interesting how it's choosing, you know, the elderly and the sick. And it definitely is some Darwinism. And there's just this overpopulation that cannot, you know, I was saying a few years ago, I'm like, scientists have found out that if we continue to consume and buy cars and buy cell phones and mass produce food the way we are, and the population keeps growing, it will literally collapse on itself. Like it literally is not sustainable. But how do we change it? You know, that's the thing.
Well, things are going to change. We're going to learn very quickly the things that we cannot do anymore. But, you know, humans are, we're kind of hard-headed sometimes,
yes.
You know, and we kind of think that, you know, we can take that square block or that round peg and put it in a square block or a triangle. You know, you try to force it back into the same space and it just won't fit. It's like a rubber band when you stretch it. It never goes back to the same shape. It's still rubber band.
Right, but you know,
it just has to bind more things together. What I'm hoping that humanity learns is that, you know, we're very fragile creatures. We're very, very fragile in our existence, in our spirituality, in all the things that we hold close to our heart. So all the things that you probably took for granted, restaurants, you know, hairstylists, all the things that, you know, we didn't give a lot of credit to. We just kind of pissed off on it, you know, so just a hairstylist, just a restaurant server, blah, 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 you know. You know, those people are people. And they've lost their jobs. They've lost their businesses. Some people lost their businesses.
Yeah.
And I hope we can recover from that. That's the things that I hope we can recover from. Humans understanding that the things that we had, maybe we didn't think about them every day, but they're important. Everything's important. Not just the essential workers who are working. You know, we put a big hurrah on the essential worker. And we've totally forgotten about all these people who just totally been displaced.
Yeah.
And the displacement is just as a part of the hurrah as much as, you know, these people who are down here who are now don't know really what to do. It's not their fault. It's not their fault that they worked in a restaurant. It's not their fault that they didn't want to go to college. It's not their fault. Just because you have an education doesn't make you better. You know, if you're a healthcare worker, that was your choice. That's the decision. This is your war. This is your time. Mm-hmm. This is for you to shine. This is your time to show yourself what you have learned. It's also our time to be in these caves, which we call our homes, and find that place of solace, clear our minds, and try to regain. A lot of cool things are going to come out of this, though. A lot of cool things are going to come out of this. People who have been locked away for 6 to 7 weeks are going to come out with these great ideas. You're going to see a lot of cool businesses develop. You're going to see a lot of cool ideas. You're going to see things that you're like, oh, you're going to go, wow, that's pretty cool. It's going to happen because we're in a renaissance. We're in a time of creation, not just expansion and downloads. Creativity, my mind.
Yeah. When you get a pause, I mean, it's very hard to keep creating when you're going, right? Definitely that pause causes that. And I what I heard you speak to was the gratitude that people will have, you know, like the gratitude. I mean, I've already, because I know how much our food industry is being impacted. I mean, the last trance I did a couple weekends ago, I saw a future of major issues with food coming down. I mean, we've already been having that, right? Like our lettuce has some salmonella and like, you know, we've already seen little signs, but our water, people think, oh, we have oceans, we have an unlimited amount of water, but we have very little water to sustain. And same with food, it needs to shift and change. So I'm hoping that these explosive ideas are like, oh my God, I can dig up my front yard and make and watch YouTube and I can dig a garden or I can support my more local farmers and stuff. I mean, that's really the changes that we need to make. And another thing you spoke to, these crazy ideas, is I also had visions of super high technology things that don't exist yet. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my star being clients who are really connected to the stars, as I'm doing, because I'm one of the people that, you know, I don't do hair now. And my main income was doing hair, doing private consultations, and then my group sessions with people throughout town and traveling mm-hmm. and doing those. So now it's just the one-on-one and the custom mentorships. So I'm tapping in a lot and I'm seeing all these people from the stars are getting downloaded right now with high technology ideas, which will in return, I guess, now that I'm saying that, help the environment, right? Like if we're spending more time in our homes and in this universe of the interwebs, then that also helps save the environment. But yeah, I didn't think about that, what people will come back out with. I mean, to be honest, we haven't seen the devastation that this virus is about to bring yet. Like we've been slowing it. That's what quarantine is. But because people really got to get back out and they really, you know, there has to be that balance in the accordion. People are going to come back out and that's when we'll see more deaths and we'll see more of the great clearing.
Yeah, unfortunately, there will be some more problems from this. I mean, it's a cycle, you know, it's a cycle. And right now, the cycle is, well, financially, we're all kind of hurting. Yeah, I get that. And I understand that. And then maybe this is an opportunity for these very wealthy companies and people to understand, hey, you know what? We're not asking you to do away with our loans. We're not asking you that. We're asking you to be fair. We're asking you to, if I have a mortgage and I can't pay it, don't create this furlough where I have to pay it back 3 months later all at one time. Put it on the back. Put it on the back end of my mortgage payment and I'll pay it year 33 instead of year 30, you know, because what's happening is they live in an unrealistic world. I understand this because their parameters are based on financial money and that different energy exchange. We are part of that, but when we are asked to say, hey, we can't pay, you know, what's going to happen is they're going to cause a lot of people to be very upset and angry. And a lot of people frustrated. And that's why you see the other brothers and sisters on this planet who are our brothers and sisters, regardless if you like them or not, they're protesting some of these facts and some of these issues about that. I don't know all the facts of if that's true or not, but what I have heard, they're upset because they got stuff to pay. They're worried because they're in a different energy, and they're in a different belief system. And it doesn't make them wrong. It's just where they're at. Okay. So hopefully people understand that, because we like to beat up on people when they don't resonate with our energy or jive with what we see in ourselves. So it's easy to create a blanket statement about what we're seeing versus what's really happening from the outside looking in. Your life and my life, if people were watching this show, they would probably assume, oh yeah, Iggy and Don, they got, you know, no, Iggy and Don have problems too. Iggy and Don have bills to pay too. Iggy and Don got all this stuff that has to go on. So when we see something and then we just put a label on it, and that's that old energy. Even my holistic brothers and sisters do it. They put that old energy, that old tab on some things. And it's like, and you watch them, you go, man, and you don't want to say anything because you don't want to hurt their feelings or damage a relationship. But I got to the point where I'm like, not really saying it. I'm just kind of posting it out there. And if you get it, you get it. If you don't get it, then you don't get it, you know?
Is that like, are you speaking to, I noticed a lot, I think we talked about this years ago in the Gypsy Wagon Hour, but there's people that have spiritual intelligence, a lot of people who have, you know, this desire to grow and have spiritual intelligence, but emotional intelligence has something to do with judgmentalism. And what I hear you saying is that it's both. There's both realities are valid. The people who are, yeah, and that wealth needs some distributing. Let's face it. I mean, I'm not saying that we need to all be like, whatever, I don't even know the word, if it's communist or whatever the word is, but let's face it, the freaking wealth needs distributing. I saw something on Facebook yesterday. I might have reposted it. It might have been your post. It was like the old world was broken, and it had like people at a restaurant eating on a patio, and then the homeless guy, which I saw tons in San Francisco, just starving, skinny, laying on sidewalk, and you could see both. And it's like, in what world, you know, in an indigenous community, right, which we all come from, that 9 generations back, we all lived in harmony with the earth, and that would not be okay. We'd not be like, well, I just get my cocktails and my appetizer and you starve, and that, you know what, it's your karma. Like, no, we've got, that is just, I don't believe in right or wrong. That's wrong. Because wrong is when someone's hurting, and we have so many people hurting. And so thank you for bringing up that, like, to have empathy for the people who are just at the, you know, at these, because I didn't really put too much thought at the people who were, you know, at these big groups saying, I've got to feed my kids. My, you know, they're so scared. The reality is the skill sets that I built are needed. So I'm not worried. You know, they're needed. Hair is needed, and spiritual counsel is needed. So I don't have a worry. And I know how to live. My grandmother lived and foraged in the forest. My mother was homeless. Like, I got a survivor in me. There's no doubt that I'm like, you know, but at the same time, people who are probably more middle and upper class, I could see where, like, oh my God, their whole reality has changed, and how scary that must be. Mm-hmm. How scary to not know what comes next. I know how to live with, I don't know what comes next. I don't know where my next meal is. I don't know, you know, like, I know how to do that. I'm very resilient. Some people haven't built that resiliency muscle, and this must be terrifying for them.
Sure it is. Because I'm a lot like you. I built that muscle, you know, not, if I don't have it, I don't have it. You know, you know, okay, fine. You know, okay, I'll eat. I don't know what I'm gonna eat, but I'm gonna eat. You know, it's kind of like, you know, it's just the reality. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. It just is. But
Spirit provides. Can I add?
Oh yeah, yeah. Please,
please. We have a faith that I can't speak for you, but I know I have a faith. I don't believe that there's a man in the sky that's mad and is going to punish me. What I believe is that the universe. I have seen it over and over and over again in my almost 41 years. My birthday's coming up. I always mentally prepare myself for the next stage. I have seen, you know, an angel, and all we have to do is ask. That first couple of weeks of quarantine, when I was in shock and I knew our whole lives had about to change, I was walking my dog and I'm like, this is scary. This is scary shit. And so I burst out in song, as I often do. Send me an angel right now. And this mom comes six, 8 feet away with her tiny little tots, like your grandkids' age, you know, like Marky's age. And of children, and they were just looking at the flowers and they had their bouquet. And I went, I literally asked for an angel, and there they are, that innocence of rebirth and looking for flowers, and we're never alone. And the there is a system that is much bigger than this governmental system. There is a law of the universe. I mean, not to say that it's still not terrifying, because we have the other system too, but I also lean into this other system when I can. Spirituality.
I agree with that. The angels come in many shapes and forms, right?
Yes.
Sometimes we want the movie version of them, just popping in. But you know, sometimes it does happen, but very rarely. That I've seen angels too, and I've had situations and things that happen to me like that, where you just kind of put yourself out there, you'll listen, versus trying to expecting it. You know, when your heart is there, these things appear. And you're right, little kids. I've seen little kids with bouquets and stuff. I've seen that happen too. Or you get a phone call from somebody, or somebody texts you and say, or sends you a message, and they go, "Yeah, I really needed that." So those are angelic moments too. Those are aha moments. And right now we've all kind of been getting little things like that all the time, now that we've all been in these little isolation camps. And it's funny, because some of these messages, you know, we kind of get the same messages all the time. You know, we're getting bombarded with the same messages. I'm going, okay, so I'm getting 50 of the same messages. I wonder what I need to watch again or read again. Maybe not. Maybe I just have to observe it. But there's something in there. And sometimes it's also knowing that people are trying to do good. And they're trying to help.
Yes.
And I think that's the biggest part.
That they're trying to be. My mom told me before this, my mom's quite the earth angel for sure. And she, she's helping so many of the elderly right now, delivering things. Mm-hmm. I'm in awe of her. And she told me, it was probably last year. Last year was a fairly dark year for me, as spirit decided to give me a boot camp to prepare for this year. Mm-hmm. and resilience and faith. And my mom said, I believe in the inherent goodness of people, Dawn. I just do. I believe in it. And sure, hurt people hurt people, right? I've had to teach my daughter that over and over. Hurt people hurt people. But there is this part of people that are we're just inherently kind and tender and wanting to, like, we want our spirits want what's best. Look at children. Almost all children are that way, you know. Mm-hmm. It's our nature.
You know, it's I like what your mom said, because I kind of have that same philosophy. I think inherently people are good.
Yeah.
And people ask me, so why do you waste so much time on blah blah? And it's not that I'm wasting time, I'm investing time on somebody, or because I would hope someone invests some time in me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that shell has to be broken down a little bit. Sometimes, and we don't always just let people in right away. We let them in, but we don't let them in all the way. And I think people are generally good in all aspects until they, of course, they hurt you. And then you have to make decisions then, create healthy limits and boundaries with them. But I do believe that what your mom said, I believe that. And people in my family could attest to that, that sometimes I'm a little too nice, you know, it's like, dude, that guy's like, well, you know, it's just how I am. It's my personality.
Yes. Yes. I've seen that in you. You welcomed me and all my friends with open arms. You are just a bundle of love.
Thank you for noticing that.
Yes. And thinking of the person who said that quote, my mom, you know, she's been really hurt by people, but she's like, she's an anomaly. She's just like, and she never gets angry. She is really an angel on earth. I'm not. I get angry. I can be kind, but I'm not necessarily nice, you know, like I don't, mm-hmm. I used to be nice. And then people would push, you know, push on my boundaries and my time and my energy. Yeah. In order for me to help the amount of people that I've been called to help and facilitate and nurture and help transition into the new era, I have to be very kind, but fierce. That's kind of my new It's my new way of being, you know. I mean, obviously, I get tender with my dog and with my daughter and with my partner, you know. I have a tender side, but nice, just to be nice is not, I don't have time. Ain't nobody got time for that anymore, for me.
I totally get that. Yeah, I know right now we're getting ready to open the country to some degree. So does that help you in your process going back to work or not?
I will wait to go back to doing hair just because to do your bangs, I have to get this close and I want to stay healthy as long as possible. Especially for my daughter who has had asthma in the past and autoimmune. Mm-hmm. And I think my calling is more to be a minister, to be a high priestess and a minister. And I mean, I got to be honest with you, my human side, this is a funny story. So when the stories of the virus, you know, here it is, I've had trance, it's arrived. Mm-hmm. I've been in therapy on and off for 20 years. I love getting healing work done. I think a great healer in my eyes continues to get support from other healers. Of course, absolutely. I get a lot from inside too, but I don't want to give what I haven't gotten. It's again, that accordion, that mm-hmm. laws of polarity. So anyways, I've had this fear of getting sick for about 3 years. I would go into my therapist's office and hand sanitize and it came from, and this is a big part of what I want to see change with through this into the new era after this virus. It came from me being the sole person to care for myself and my family and my child. And so a few years ago, I got the flu bad, like hallucinating. And I called some, you know, I got a hold of a couple people. And they're like, we can't help you. So hallucinating, I went to the doctors when this fever, I couldn't get down. And I had to do everything myself. And there's this, you know, that's part of what we built, right? Through the Industrial Revolution and colonialism, and good things have come out of it. But one of the bad things that's come out of my house, my car, my child, is that I've been left to be the everything, the cooker, the cleaner, the financial person, now the teacher, mm-hmm. and work. And so what happened was, if I'm sick, I can't do that stuff. Everything falls apart. And that's where the call for community comes in, and this realization. Luckily, I found that in these last 3 years since that illness and that fear of getting sick and nobody being taken care of, me not being taken care of again, I've built community. I've built trust. I've built these relationships of learning how to ask for help, but also like if, you know, building, letting go of the I and stepping into we was imperative. And that's going to be something that is going to carry us forth. It's scary. It's scary to let go of my yard, my family, my this, but in a way, Mew and I were at a meeting in what year? 2011, trying to make an intentional community. Remember with Aaron and Renee and like, mm-hmm. we've been wanting to go to we for a long time.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it had to do with just the players involved. Because when, I don't know if you saw Tony's video about intentional communities and how intense it really is to have one, to be in one.
Uh-huh.
And to make sure you're at least going in with the right mindset and the right people, and every quarter they're having lawyers and mediators come in and try to work through things. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe I don't want to live in an intentional community. Maybe there's other ways to be intentional and create community.
Sure. Mm-hmm. There's thousands of ways. If you go to ic.org, mm-hmm. there's ways to do it so that you buy a whole street. Now, I visited several. I've been to them in Taos, New Mexico. I've been to them, Shaker Intentional Communities. I visited so many. I've studied the website. If you go to ic.org, you can put, what do you want to share? Do you want to share food? Do you want to share the child raising? Do you want to share finances? You don't have to share any of that and still have a shared community. Now, I have a downloaded, I'm so bad at technology, a script or a spreadsheet of mm-hmm. a community that I would like to build that's based on NBC. Yeah, people are for sure going to have issues if they're living in an intentional community without proper communication. We have a horrible system of communication. There is, I've been studying I've been studying and I've been continuing every Tuesday to study NBC compassionate communication so that mm-hmm. in my community that I live on, will live on in my earthship with whoever wants to join, we will be able to have a language that connects us and we can have differences. We'll have a mindfulness practice. So we're not going. We'll have ceremony. We'll be growing food. We'll be sharing with other communities. I mean, I've got a clear vision and there won't be, I mean, when you hold council with NBC, there won't be a need to call in other lawyers because it's such a pristine, I swear to God, the author, Marshall Rosenberg, dropped in from the future and was like, hey, you guys are going to need this for if you ever want to survive. So, and then he planted it in. It's like trying to learn Spanish. I've been trying to learn Spanish for years. I've been trying to learn this language for years. I'm still going to work on both though, because I think both are very important for me. In the future, I want to go all through Central. I want to go back to Mexico. I'm trying to get all through Central and South America. And, that's what I look forward to the most is travel after we're reintegrating with society. I don't have any expectations. I don't really want to make any goals. I've been told don't try to figure it out. You will know a day at a time. That's the biggest thing I learned in quarantine is today is all I have.
Yeah. It's funny you say that because even in my meditations and my messages from spirit is don't plan anything for 2020. And this is what I heard. I was like, don't commit to this. Don't commit to that. I'm like, why would they say that to me?
Yeah.
And then I have people going, hey, Iggy, would you do a drum circle party for me on this date? And I'm going, well, I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why. I usually would say, yes, I will do that. Yes, I will come. Or yes, I will do this event or that event. And everybody's like, I couldn't project forward. You know, I'm very good at projecting forward.
Yes.
Future, seeing things. And I'm going, what is this? And so I sat and I meditated and I hear this voice pretty much say, don't plan anything.
Nothing.
Even if you plan something, it's going to get changed. And yep. I'm going, whatever. I was like, okay, whatever. I don't believe that. I think I'm so, that's my ego playing. My ego doesn't want to drive. And then it's like, then all of a sudden I hear this, the coronavirus, we're going to be isolated. You have to stay in your home. I'm like, okay, this makes sense now. I totally get it now. Yeah. But it's still like that. It's still kind of like that. It's still like half, don't go too far. Just go enjoy the day. It's kind of what I'm getting. Enjoy what's in front of you versus what you would like to see happen. Because a lot of things can happen. But they'll happen as you go there by taking these little steps. And so it's been really interesting. And as soon as I get like clear messages, I'll know that we're getting closer to moving out of this energy that we're in. Right now, this energy is very thick because everybody is like putting out their two cents energetically mm-hmm. and being that have that empathic energy, that resonance where you can pick up on other people's stuff, not own it, but just pick up on it.
Sure. 'Cause
I don't like to own anybody's stuff, but you can feel it. And you're like, wow, my neighbor's not having a good day.
Yes! Oh my gosh! I can so feel that. I'm just like,
yeah, you can feel it.
Send them an angel.
Yeah, and then I just now. Yeah, and I do that. I'm like, just send them good vibes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my girlfriends were like, we need to get one of my besties, Carrie. She's like, let's get out our calendar. And I told her last year, I was like, this is pointless, honey. I don't know why. I just feel like I'm supposed to live in the moment. She's like, we need to do a May retreat. We need to do a retreat. Now I did see, and this can change, you know, the future can change, but I did see late July, early August is when we get moments of normalcy again. Yeah. You know, I get to go to Zambezi Bay maybe a couple times or something, but and then in the fall, September, I mean, it's written in the stars, astrology, that we have another, and I've heard Earth, I mean, I got visions of Earth changes here, specifically the Madrid fault line around 2011. But yeah, we'll have some more Earth stuff coming. So for all of you out there who's like, I can't wait to go back to normal, like we'll have some bits of normal. And we'll always, because here's the thing, Your world is just what's in front of you. Yeah. If anything ever gets overwhelming, you stop scrolling, you turn off the TV and you go, oh, this is my world. There's my garage and there's my feet and I can see, like, your world is really what's there. That's very helpful in times when we get worrying about the future, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Even when we were doing the drummings, you know, there was a time when it started the quarantine started, I heard the drummers like, ah, fuck this, we're gonna drum, blah, blah. I'm like, Iggy, let's go. I'm like, nope. I was like, no. I said, no, I'm not doing that. Spirit told me no, period. I'm not gonna do it. Why? I'm like, it just doesn't feel right. When it doesn't feel right to me, I'm not gonna put myself or anybody else themselves in harm's way in any way. And I've been pretty clear about that when I've been doing. Some things had to get canceled. You know, Ash Cake got canceled. 1,000 Drummers most likely will be canceled. Not because I want to cancel it, because it's probably thinking it's too soon. I'm just waiting for that phone call. And I'm not putting it out there because I already know it's out there. It's a possibility. So it's not like people are like, oh, you're putting it out there. No, it's out there. I'm just picking up on they're either going to decide yes or no. I have to, you know, put my energy in the right place. And you know what? It's okay.
Yes.
It's okay. You know,
it'll be sad, but it is what it is. Yeah.
This is a very good time to just take a break from things. You know, not
2020, the year we took a break. I love that. There's our new meme. Freaking needed it. I mean, I don't know about you, but I needed it. I was like, I found out 3 courses, an entire mystery, and I'm not from like trying to do it. It's like, it was like birth, immaculate. It's like a mom who just gave birth to a whole tribe of, I was like, oh, books. Oh, a mystery school. Oh, this class. And then it's like, I eventually got to recover from all that manifestation. So there is this part of me that's like, okay, I'm ready to wait. I fire gazed for 25 minutes one night. I mean, no music, no talking. I just primordial, like, I was that ready to come down. I was telling all my friends, I'm like, I am like a freaking sexy speed car who's been shacky shakedown, make a festival, go to festivals, travel, go, do, be. And it wasn't like I still knew how to sit, meditate, and rest, but it wasn't enough. I literally needed some weeks to stare into a fire, to do yin yoga. Like I needed this. I really did. And I think there's something that's unwinding in me that I don't know what it is yet. Do you get a sense of that? Like a new part of our DNA has been upgraded. I could feel the upgrades, but I don't know what it looks like. I'm okay with that knowing. I know I'm different now.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Dawn's actually my sister from another mother and father, but sometimes she does some things I do. It's funny, cracks me up. But yeah, I do believe, back to your question, there is something going on in our DNA. I do believe something is shifting, something is moving, and something is happening. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Right.
It feels good to me. It doesn't feel awkward, but it wouldn't be surprised. Don't be surprised if I just went, I gotta go. I have to leave. I have to do this thing.
I got chills. I got chills down my right side when you said that.
Woo! Yeah. Well, it's funny because I also had people had dreams of me passing. I don't know if you knew that. And then I passed away. Oh, yeah. I had several people send me emails before the quarantine. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Iggy, I had this weirdest dream that you died and no one really knew why, but you know, death is metaphorical, so it could be anything. Right. That there's been parts of me going, well, just in case I don't make it out of this, you know, I've had a pretty good life. I've enjoyed, you know, the time that I have, and you know, it's a good day to die. You know how the Native Americans would say, it's a good day to die,
right?
If you've lived your life to the fullest extent that you could possibly live it, then there's really no regrets. And so I can't really say I have a whole lot of regrets. There's some things I wish I could have done different, but they're not really regrets, just things I wish I'd done different. But life's been good. But maybe it's that, maybe this evolution, maybe this DNA upgrade of ourselves means that we step into different types of roles, different types of, you know, different types of wants, needs.
Yes. Evolutions. Oh, Do I have a bell? That is like ringing true to me. New roles. Keep going.
So this is kind of where I've been receiving, and I've been hearing this, and it's uncomfortable feeling for me because I like what I do. I like the work I do.
Yes.
But they don't want me to feel like I'm not going to be able to not do that. Right. And my role is changing. I'm not sure what they said. They just kept saying your role is changing. You're going to be doing things that you didn't think you were able to do before.
I can't believe you're saying this. I get the same exact message. You're not going to be doing what you're doing. And I'm like, what? I have to.
Yeah, so I mean,
I do too.
That's why it's so, you know, before this pandemic and everything started, we were already starting to see a lot of synchronicities between peoples and ideas and people creating or co-creating or not even co-creating together, but co-creating through spirit. Spirit has been laying out the foundation and the messages way before you can even think. If you start to go back and you start looking at your videos, you start looking at all the work you've been doing, you'll start to see the patterns, mm-hmm. and the things that are playing out. I've had situations where people have accused me of things, and I'm going, why am I being accused of something that just came from my head, you know, just came out of my heart? And then I've had people say, oh my God, I feel the same thing. How did you know that? How is it? You just said that. How is it possible that we're thinking similar thoughts and things?
We're connected. So maybe part of the DNA upgrade is like those illusions that we're setting. Mm-hmm. We were talking about I and me, those illusions, and maybe the energetic cords of separation are starting to disconnect, because we are definitely on some similar wavelengths here.
Yeah, because when you think about telepathy, number one, we think telepathy is what we see in the movies. And how they try to explain what telepathy looks like. Telepathy may not be anything like that.
Right.
Telepathy might be something that it's a feeling, it's an emotion. And when you see somebody, you already know what they're feeling. You kind of know what they're doing. It's not that you're reading their mind. You're engulfed in their spirit and their soul. You're intertwined with them in a spiritual way.
Mm.
And I really believe that, because I've run into people and I'm going, I know, you know, it's like, does this make sense to you if I say this to you, kind of thing, you know? And it's like, yeah, how's that? You know, I think that's kind of what we're going into. We're going into this understanding of each other in a different way. Kind of like when you do your beehive thing. The beehive is a big metaphor. It's a huge metaphor. Mm-hmm. You know, the bees and the colony and everybody working together, the queen, yeah. The messages that get passed around. Bees don't speak like we speak, right? But they send messages, right?
They communicate.
So this is the same way. I'm not saying we're part of a beehive, but we're part of a collective of minds working together. We're a spark of the creation. So we are part of spirit in the smallest forms or biggest form, however you want to look at it. So spirit is communicating the same messages through a lot of us. It just looks different sometimes. And for some people, it gets confusing. No, but spirit told me this and spirit told me that. But when you start to look at the fine print, spirit's saying the same thing.
And people are saying it in different ways. Like there's so many different, I love that there's so many different, you know, shamanic healers, light workers, high priestesses that have risen up and they're, you know, some people have lived what they're teaching. Some people just, you know, they're fresh baby new at it, but some people are more heady. Some people are more emotional about it, but we need all the different languages, but basically they're saying the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
The new era teachings, they're not new. They're like, return like a child, learn how to play, take care mm-hmm. of your neighbor, stop beating the shit out of yourself and love yourself. You know, it's there is no right or wrong. There is no bad person in the sky. There's just this flow. We're in a brand new flow for sure. And I wonder sometimes if I heard this theory that on the fourth, right, we live in the third dimension. On the fourth dimension, there's these star beings that were soul contracted to come here to dumb down our consciousness. They're called the Anunnaki. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to, you know, their job was to, you know, impermeate fear and illusion so that we could reclaim our power, reclaim who we are, because mm-hmm. we can't really understand. Or it goes back to like, we can't be grateful for going to a restaurant or getting our hair cut if we always had to go to restaurants and get our hair cut. We take it for granted. It's mm-hmm. the same thing on a big plane spiritually. We've went into this shadow world and we've been working with these shadow things But it is time to reclaim the light and the truth that we are super powerful. We're super connected. We have superhero abilities.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes I can actually do the movies telepathic. Like mm-hmm. I'll never forget the first time I did it was in our ceremony in Peru. I couldn't talk because we were in ceremony. Yeah. My mouth didn't open, and then Herbert spoke to me, and I was like, "Wait a second. We can talk without our voice?" He's like, yes. He was like, "Now sing, mi amore." And I was like, mm-mm. I'll sing telepathically to the group. But we have powers and abilities that, this is getting a little conspiracy theory, but that, and I'm not against churches or religions, but certain aspects of churches and religions and media and different things have had us squash only so that we can remember them and we can embody them. And really the first step is to start to believe in ourselves again. And to, you were saying, not judging everyone and ourselves, but to remain curious, you know, or to step into their shoes, to step into the protester's shoes and try to have empathy for them. Even if our judgmental mind is like, that's wrong, this is wrong. It's like, yeah, it's all of it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all of it. And we're going to be okay. I mean, some of us are going to come kind of walk out there with their diaper on, you know, looking up at the sky and a pacifier in their mouth going, what happened?
A whole new world, a brand new place I've never been.
That's right. That's what's going to happen. That's going to happen. No.
We're going on the magic carpet ride.
Well, you know, it's funny. I did say in the show a while back was the worst thing they could have done is put us in quarantine.
No way.
And I said that because,
what?
You know, as soon as I said that, all the powers of be started moving to get us back to work, because it gives us time to think. It gives us time to expand. It gives us time to express. It gives us time to become empowered. It gives us time to look at and reflect at things, what we just talked about, what you just mentioned, and it gives us time to go, wow, I'm more powerful than I thought I was. You know, if you're not going to church, if you're not going to bars, if you're not going to restaurants, what do you have? You have you and the people around you. And so you're either going to have drama, conflict, love, peace, and joy, all the things that you have every day, but just in a confined quarters. But this is a time where people are actually, their DNA is expanding, their heart's expanding, their mind's expanding. Everything about them is expanding and they don't even know it. Some of them don't even know it, which is really cool. So when they go back to work, they're going to be like, no, their no's are going to be no's, their yeses are going to be yeses, and their maybes are going to be maybe. Versus like your boss would say, I want you to do this. Okay, boss. No, it's going to be, don't think so, boss. This job is not that important.
Yes, that's the kind, nice thing I was talking about earlier. That's mm-hmm. a perfect example of, instead of going, okay, sure, I want to be a good boy and girl, do whatever anybody wants. Mm-hmm. So you're saying they're going to check in, they're going to know their truth because we haven't had distractions. So we know ourselves better. That was I agree. That's the best part about quarantine is that the lack of distractions. Mm-hmm. We got to like know ourselves better, go in our yards. I've never talked, I would love to, but I've talked to my neighbor more than I ever have across the fence, mm-hmm. of course.
Like the, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. And yeah, I think I'm winding down. One thing I did notice though is that Zoom and online things, like I can only schedule two things a day mm-hmm. because my system is so intertwined now with this upgrade that if I do too much, if I try to rev up the engine again and rev up my gears, my body's like, stop, we need you to stay in this vibration and consistency. So I am noticing, I don't know what time it is, but I'm noticing my system starting
to wind down. 1:53, and I can tell, I can see you're you're going pale. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, right. I'm so hot. My kundalini's been, I've been,
you're like fanning yourself. Shut up, Iggy. Shut up, Iggy. Be quiet. I gotta get out of here.
This is my friend.
This is Dawn Thompson, everybody. So if you want to get to know Dawn, look her up on Facebook. She has a website. What's your website again?
It's dawn-thompson.com.
Okay. Check
and
her
Instagram
out.
Instagram is Dawn, and Facebook is Dawn of the New Era.
Okay. So check her out and check out her website. Check out her information, the things she's doing. Friend her. And just tell her that you watched the show. That way she doesn't think you're some kind of creeper or something.
My third eye will know. I see you. I don't judge you. And ain't nobody got time for that.
You got no time for that, man. All right. Well, thank you, Don. I appreciate you being on the air with me and spending a little time with me and being here. I love you. Miss you guys. I hope Miko's doing good. The spiritual wonder dog. If you haven't met Miko, he's the spiritual wonder dog.
They're doing what we are all actually bonding and doing wonderful. And I thank you so much for asking me to share this time with you and connect with you. I've missed you all as well. Be well.
Awesome. All right. Well, we will see you soon.
Okay. See you soon.
Peace and love. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. So thanks for being here and being with me today and talking with Don and sharing our thoughts and stuff. So this is where we're at. You know, we're evolving, we're changing, we're ramping up. Things are happening to us individually. Each of us are doing something magical and something wonderful. And that's the cool thing about being in this isolation, this moment of silence, this place of meditation. It gives us time to reflect about who we are and what we want to do, and maybe how we want to see our life evolve and change. I don't know what the future brings, but I know that each day when we work on it, it gets better and we get better. So with that, just take your time and relax and don't push and don't worry so much about things that haven't happened, because it's easy to get caught up in all the drama and all the things that's happening and all the things that are around us. We're inundated with information left and right. That information sometimes is accurate, sometimes is inaccurate. But the thing is, sometimes we don't know what we're receiving. So take a break from it. Take a moment to just step away from it from time to time. I've found that I've had to step away a little bit from it and kind of have to play with it sometimes, you know, and just kind of feel it. Like today is Earth Day, and happy Earth Day to everybody. I posted flat Earth versus round Earth, but I did that to make you laugh. I did that so you can think that, you know, to know that other people have different thoughts and other people have different ideas. I believe the Earth is round, but I know there are brothers and sisters who believe it's flat, and it's not to appease or make fun of them. It's to make us think that, remember, no matter how we think people should be, people will always be what they want to be, and the people will live how they want to live. People will express and experience what they need to experience for themselves. So during this pandemic moment, people will experience and feel what they need to feel, and they're going to be in places where they need to be. We can't force people into our camps, because that's the old way. We have to invite people into our thinking and our way of belief, and invite them with love and compassion and unconditional love. When we put someone down because they post something, because you don't agree with it, because you think it's doing harm, you know, possibly it is, maybe it's not. But the thing is, remember, your brother, your sister has a different train of thought, a different way of thinking. It doesn't make it right or wrong. It's just how they are, just like you. You think the way you think and you feel what you need to feel. And everybody's out there doing the best they can with the tools that they have and the things that are presented in front of them. And so unless it's blatantly stupid or something very just evil and wrong, then that's one thing. But if something that someone just doesn't understand, let's find a way to express and share that message back to them and say, hey, you know what? You might want to check this out. Instead of slam dancing, it's easy to slam dance people. It's easy to get on them and put them down and destroy them. Anybody can do that. Try to love and try to come from a place of compassion and understanding and see how that works. If it doesn't work, then possibly that we have more work to do on ourselves and just the way we feel about other people. I know that people out here are trying to figure this out, like I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to navigate through all this mess that is what's happening right now. I had to stop watching the news because it's just repeating the same thing over and over. And in my mind, in my subconscious mind, things are being buried and implanted, and I have to move them out of my belief systems. So be careful and just ingest how you ingest it. Be careful how we approach one another. I just give you a disclaimer right now. I could be a pain in the ass. And you know what? And sometimes I just post things because I want people to think and I want people to just feel and just kind of get into that place where they are understanding something. That's just my personality. Because I question everything. Right, left, right, doesn't matter. You know, you should question things. You should ask things. You should know what you're reading. You should know what's going on. Before we post on a comment, did you read the article? If you read the article, then you have a valid point to post your opinion. But if you just look at a picture and create a blanket statement of what you saw and what how you interpret it because of an image, you might want to think about that. And I've had a lot of people do that. Just look at an image and give me a blanket statement about what they saw versus what they actually read. Neither here nor there. The Great Awakening has already happened. It started the day man and woman stood up on 2 feet and began walking. And that's when the spirit hit them, that they could live differently. They could experience the world in a different light. That download to stand up and to walk was a magical moment for those people in that moment. For those humans, those versions of our ancestors, when they were enlightened and when they were struck and when they saw lightning hit the tree. And you know what? Look where you are now. Look at the advancement. Look at everything that we've become. Because we've paid attention, because we dare to question, we dare to ask, we dare to pray, we dare to meditate. Never stop being you. Be the best version of you every day you can be. And with that, guys, you have a great, wonderful rest of your week. I will see you guys tomorrow at the drumming. All right. So ho'oponopono. All right. It's good to be here. Matakuyasan. Namaste. Irisikwi. Aho. All the good things. Peace and love and joy. I will see you guys next time. Onigi Garcia Live will be here Friday. David Two Crows will be here. He'll be on the 100th show. Okay, and then we'll have a town meeting at 9 p.m. right after that interview. And we're going to be sharing your thoughts online. You can come online and join me on the Zoom app. And I will pass the Zoom app link in the timeline messenger as we're live. All right, guys. Peace and love. Take care. I will see you soon. And